When the state expanded the school voucher program in Milwaukee last year, local property taxpayers took an additional financial hit under a complicated financing formula. Governor Jim Doyle says his state budget proposal in a few weeks will try to live up to his promise to fix the problem, but he says it's a tough political issue.
What I'm committing to do, as I've said, is to make sure that the increase is not costing anymore. But again, even that's going to be a difficult sell in the legislature because outstate legislators of both parties have just been very reluctant to fund the school choice program in Milwaukee.
On other school issues, Doyle says he's pretty confident the state will keep paying 2/3 of the cost of local education in all districts. He says he'll propose more money for class size reductions in schools with low-income students. He also wants additional school safety measures exempted from local spending caps. Finally, in the school transportation area, Doyle plans to again propose funneling nearly $20 million from a state transportation fund to help pay for local school buses.
To the extent that a dollar comes out of the transportation fund to help fund the transportation of children, that's a dollar more that goes into their education. I mean, this is something that I've been fighting for some time. I'm hoping maybe with the change in the legislature, we're going to see a little bit more willingness to do this.
Doyle says the transportation fund already helps pay for city buses. But lawmakers, leery of slicing more pieces out of the fund, have put the brakes on Doyle's school plan before. The governor spoke at the state education conference in Milwaukee. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.